Welcome back to the Red Letter Challenge. This is week 6. Believe it or not, it's our final week. It's coming to a close. It went so fast. I actually wish it was a little bit longer. That's just personally speaking. I know that that many of you have been following the daily devotionals and scripture readings that have been in the workbook. Maybe for some of you, this has been a whole brand new experience of spending time in the Word of God regularly on a daily basis. And if that is a new experience for you, I congratulate you. Well done. I encourage you to just keep going, keep doing it even after the end of the challenge later this week on Saturday, which is the last day. And then you can find all kinds of different devotionals and Bible readings that could help you. You can go download something called the YouVersion app. You can put it on your phone, your tablet, your computer, and you can look for, there's literally hundreds of devotionals and scripture reading plans you can follow there. Or you can even go to our website, highwaygospel.ca, and there's a resource tab there, and just click it, and there you'll find Bible reading plans that you can download and keep and use yourself. So we just encourage you to just keep digging into the Word of God and keep spending time every day in prayer talking to God. And it will help you grow in your spiritual journey. So during this challenge, as we've been working on it, we've been looking at the red letters of the Gospels, the red letters of the Bible. The red letters are those words that are printed in a red letter edition that are the words of Jesus. And this has been the Red Letter Challenge, where we want to hear what Jesus says, learn what Jesus says, and do what Jesus says. And that's what we've been doing all these weeks. And we noticed that a lot of what Jesus says and teaches and commands us to do could be put into 5 main principles, 5 main things that we, as followers of Christ, need to do. And maybe for the last time, would you say them with me if you remember them? We started the very first week with the concept of being. And from being, we went to forgiving. And from forgiving, we went to serving. Then last week, we looked at giving. And today, we're going to deal with going. Now, this last principle of going is difficult for some people. And some people find it the toughest. Other people don't have a problem with it. It's okay. We're all wired differently, but it's something we can all do. So I encourage you to dig in today as we look at this topic of going. And just to remind you, at the beginning of the challenge, we started with the idea of being, that we were invited to follow Jesus and to spend time being with Him. And once we're with Jesus and we spend time with Jesus, now we do that through the Word, through prayer, even through our small group attendance, even through watching our online service or attending in person if you can do that. We're being with Jesus, and Jesus wants us to grow as disciples and as followers so that we go from being with Him to going for Him, and that's what we're talking about. Jesus' objective for us is that we would grow as disciples. Jesus wants us to influence other people's lives for the gospel. Jesus wants us to go and tell people about Him and live like Christians before them. And so one of the texts I want to share with you is right at the end of the Gospel of Matthew. And here is the words that Jesus speaks to His disciples shortly before. It's after His death, after His resurrection. He spent some days with disciples. He's about to return to heaven to be with the Father. And He leaves the disciples with these words found in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. It says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." These words have been labeled or classified or called the Great Commission, because it's Jesus' commission of all of His followers. Notice, it's not called the Great Suggestion. It's the Great Commission. It's the directive that Jesus gives us. He gave it to his disciples and in turn on everyone else who would follow him and believe in him, that we are to go. The writers of the Gospels were so concerned about Jesus' last instructions that we, as the believers who would follow in the generations and centuries to come, would not miss what Jesus said. In fact, all four Gospels mention it in one way or another and talk about it. Just let me pause for a second. So our Bible has got two halves, the Old and New Testament. The New Testament starts with four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They're all written to tell us about the life and ministry of Jesus, each of them with a slightly different perspective and a different audience in mind, so that we're all covered through one of these Gospel accounts. And so, real quick, I just want you to hear what the other Gospel writers say that matches what Matthew records for us. Mark wrote, he said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." Luke put it this way, "And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. Beginning at Jerusalem, you are witnesses of these things." John puts it this way, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And then even the book of Acts, which is the story of the early church in the early days after Jesus went back to heaven, puts these words, they're quite well known in Acts 1:8. It says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Jesus says all those things right before he goes back to heaven. His earthly ministry has come to an end. He calls his disciples around. He says, "You have been with me all these years. I have been with you. You have been with me." Jesus has taught them. He has equipped them. On other occasions, he sent them out with, "Go here, go there, tell the story." And now he says, "I'm going to the Father. I'm sending you. Go to the world." And he sends them out with a purpose. Go and make disciples. Be a witness and go in the power of the Holy Spirit. I think sometimes we're afraid of the idea of sharing about Jesus because we overcomplicate it. Sometimes we think we have to know all the questions in advance so that we would know all the answers that are going to come up. But it doesn't really work that way. It's actually easier than you think. A couple of things I want you to realize. First, we need to realize that Jesus said he would be with us. And so we do not go alone. And Jesus told us that he would go with us, and not only would he go with us, but that we would receive the power of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit would enable us to be a witness. So firstly, Jesus goes with us. Secondly, this is really simple. All you have to do is be a witness. It makes it easy. You don't have to have a PhD in theology. You don't need to memorize the New Testament. You don't even need to be a Christian for a minimum of 5 years. In fact, a minimum of 5 minutes is all you need. You don't even need to have all your life together. You don't need to be perfect because you can't be perfect. And as horrible as it may sound, we never totally have everything 100% together. We're always a work in progress, and Jesus is working in us and through us and with us to make us more like him. All you have to do is be a witness. A witness is someone who shares what they know, what they have experienced, and what they have seen. All you have to do to be a witness is tell what you've seen and what you know. You just share about the difference that Jesus has made in your life. The secret to sharing about Jesus is to share what he's done for you personally. It's your story, and your story can never be wrong. It's your story. Nobody can take your story away from you. It's your story. Only you could tell your story because only you have lived your story. All you have to do is tell people what a difference Jesus has made for you. See, your story is important. People don't care about your theology. People want to know that Jesus is real, and your story shows them that Jesus is real. Your story is that old-fashioned word. It's your testimony. In fact, there's a verse in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. It says this: they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. This verse reminds us that the power of Jesus' work in your life, your Jesus story, is your testimony. Your story is what brings the victory to you and to others. Notice what the verse said. Victory comes through the blood of the Lamb. Now, that's a reference to Jesus and to his death on the cross. In fact, we are all born into sin. Romans 6:23 reminds us, for the wages of sin is death. Now, that death is eternal separation from God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. The blood of the Lamb, that's what Jesus did on the cross. Because of sin, we're all destined to an eternity without God. None of us is good enough on our own. But the death of Jesus on the cross and the blood that he shed makes the forgiveness of our sins possible. We looked at that in week two. See, Jesus paid the price for your sin so that you could spend eternity with God. And so maybe you're watching this today, and maybe you've been tuning in, maybe for the last few weeks, or maybe this is the first time you found us. Well, welcome, if that's the case. But regardless, you're listening to me, and I'm explaining to you that Jesus died on the cross for you. Jesus has forgiveness for your sins. The wages of sin is death. And I want you to know that you could simply today become a follower of Jesus. It's really simple. All you need to do is understand, acknowledge that Jesus is who Jesus said he was. Acknowledge that what the Bible says about Jesus is really who Jesus is. And then believe in Jesus. Believe in the words he said. Believe in the things he's teaching. Believe in what we've been studying in this red letter challenge. And so you acknowledge him and you believe him. And then you say, Jesus, I understand that I'm a sinner. I need to have my sins forgiven. And all you have to do right now, it's this simple. Just mutter under your breath, Jesus, forgive me of my sins and help me to know you. That's all you have to do. That's the beginning of your journey with God. It's the beginning of your journey in being a follower of Jesus. And you too can be a disciple, and you can walk through all these categories and these principles that we've been teaching in the Red Letter Challenge. Now, it's the beginning of your journey, and you can't do it alone. You need to have people of faith who come and walk alongside you. And that's what we at Highway Gospel want to do for you. So reach out to me, pick up your phone, and text me. Just text me one word. Text the word love. Text it to 416-267-1189. Please follow the prompts. It'll ask for your name in a way that I could reach out to you. And I'll do that, and then we will have people who will help you on your spiritual journey to being a follower of Jesus. Welcome aboard. The verse said, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Jesus asks you to share your story. The biggest impact you could make for the kingdom of God is by partnering with Jesus and sharing your story. People are living in this world and they're in need of someone who will let them know that God loves them, that Jesus died for them, and that there is hope for their life. You can make a difference for other people. Your story is real. Your story is personal and effective. Your story is an encouragement to others. We don't want to just go out there and just machine gun our testimony to strangers. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not asking you to go and stand, you know, by a subway entrance and just share your story and everybody's going to walk by you and ignore you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we need to begin to build friendships with people first. We need to learn to care about people. We need to tell them what Jesus has done, but we need to earn the right to be able to share our story with them. Just over a year ago, I shared with you, if you were with us in the highway building at that time, and I shared with you the idea of something called Bless Your Neighbor. Actually, I believe I called it Bless Your Four. And I borrowed this idea from a pastor named David Ferguson, who originally coined this acronym. The word bless is an acronym and reminds us about five things. And I want to share those with you again today because I believe it's so important that A, we remember it, and B, we be encouraged to do it, and C, we need a refresher. So especially during this time that we're living in right now, especially with everything that we're facing as a society, as a city, I want you to know that there are ways that you can bless your friends, you can bless your neighbors, a way that you could share your story, share what God has done in your life, encourage somebody else. So I'm going to go walk real fast through this acronym called BLESS, and just so you could remember, and maybe you're hearing it for the first time, so I'll go slow enough for you to remember it or catch it. So the B stands for begin with prayer. Before we do anything for God, we must always begin with prayer. Start by asking God, who should I reach out to? Who should I talk to? Who should I pray for? And then begin to pray for that person. Before you even talk to them or share with them, pray for them. And pray that God, through the power of His Holy Spirit, would open doors of opportunity for you to share, and pray that you would have the boldness to walk through those open doors. The L stands for listen to their story. Take time to listen to them. Get to know them. Learn about them. You don't need to tell your whole story now. You need to know them. You need to listen to them. You need to let them know that they matter to you. You do that by listening. E stands for eat with them. And I know this is a little bit different right now, but this is a bigger principle than just a pandemic. But eating with people, even just having a coffee and a cookie, is a way of breaking down barriers, inviting them into your life. When you sit down and agree to have coffee or a meal with somebody, you know that you're developing a friendship, and you're going deeper than just, hi, how are you? You're actually taking time out of your life, and they're taking time out of their life so that they could be with you and you could be with them. And like I said, I know this step is a little harder than it used to be. Maybe be creative. Have coffee time over Zoom or something. I don't know, FaceTime it. It'll work. S is serve them. We talked a couple weeks ago about serving, and so we get to put that into more practice here. By listening to them, we'll eventually know and understand them. And there'll come a time and a place where you'll be able to serve them. It doesn't have to be extravagant. Just find a way that you could walk alongside and help them with something. Maybe it's something as simple as helping them move a couch in their house, or babysitting for them, or picking up groceries because they can't go out right now and you want to deliver. Find a way to serve them. Put God's love into action. And the last letter, the last S, is share your story. See, once you have earned the right to be heard, once you have begun to build a bridge of friendship, once you've gotten to know, that's a horrible word, once you begin to know them and they get to know you and trust you, you could open up and begin to find those opportunities to share the story of the difference that Jesus has made in your life. Yes, even during the days of this pandemic, if you look for God's opportunities, if you're willing to reach out to others, I believe that God will provide an opportunity where you can bless others with your story. Be a witness about what God has done and what God is doing in your life. Would you pray with me? Father, we just come to you right now.